USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Federal agents spent most of Saturday at the home of a person of interest in the Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville that injured three people, damaged dozens of buildings, and set cars and property ablaze. The person of interest is identified as 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner. There is still no motive in the attack, although investigators are looking into reports that he was paranoid with 5G. New this hour, officers with the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department spoke about responding to the call. Officer James Wells pulled up right next to the RV that blew up.
Right across the street, we pulled up, and then we heard the announcement. Toppin was like, is that the vehicle in question? And Llewellyn said, yes. We immediately hopped in our cars and backed out, and then so we started setting up the perimeter. To start shutting down Commerce and Broadway to make sure nobody can come in or out.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Three people were killed and three others wounded in a shooting at a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois, northwest of Chicago last night.
We received multiple phone calls for shots being fired at the Don Carter lanes here on State Street. Responding officers came to the scene. Calls were coming in. There was multiple victims.
That's Rockford Police Chief Dan O'Shea. Police say it appears the gunman struck in a random attack. Two of the victims are teenagers. A 37-year-old man is behind bars for the shooting. The Rockford Register-Star reports the deadliest year in the city on record with 35 murders. A shooting in Massachusetts during the filming of a music video killed at least one and wounded six people. The victims are said to be in their 20s and 30s. Two are said to be in critical condition. The shooting happened last night in the city of Lynn, just north of Boston. There have not been any arrests. Police were investigating multiple scenes because the victims apparently scattered after the gunfire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican senator is publicly urging President Trump to sign the budget that was passed by Congress.
President Trump not signing the bill because it contains what he calls a measly $600 stimulus check for each American. Trump wants $2,000 checks. Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey tells Fox News Sunday Trump should realize you never get everything you want.
Look, if it were just the freestanding government funding bill, I would almost certainly be voting against that, but I think the COVID relief measures are really, really important.
Senator Toomey says Trump should sign the bill and work on a bigger stimulus check as a standalone measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The spy scandal involving Congressman Eric Swalwell remains front and center. More from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
Questions about California Congressman Eric Swalwell and his involvement with an alleged Chinese spy continue to swirl, along with calls for his removal from the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman Brad Wenstrup is also asking if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi knew about Swalwell's past relationship with the Chinese national when she named him to that committee. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he has questions for the FBI as well.
Of course we want to know what Pelosi knew and when, and want to know why she would choose to put him on this committee when she's got hundreds of people to choose from. A lot of people want to get on this committee. It seems to me that he should be disregarded from the beginning because of his past if she knew about it. Same with Adam Schiff knowing about it. But beyond that, I also have some concerns with the FBI. Why was she never arrested? And why did the FBI basically just sweep this under the carpet?
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.